This is Joanna Schrader reporting for Domestic Fuel, and I am with Brian Jennings, the Executive Vice President of the American Coalition for Ethanol. Brian, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. Thanks, Joanna.
Well, Brian, thanks for joining us. You were actually on the ground in Washington, D.C. in the middle of your fly-in, and I understand you have record-breaking attendance. Can you tell us how things are going?
Yeah, we've got a strong showing out here today and tomorrow. There are 62 ACE members out here, and they represent about 15 or 16 different states, and they're meeting with over 160 congressional offices today and tomorrow. From about 43 states, so we have almost got every state in the union covered. We're focusing on promoting the benefits of ethanol, especially to the freshman members. We're meeting, Joanna, with about half of the freshman class. Nearly 100 new members of Congress were elected in 2010, and as I said, we're meeting with about half of them. We're also focusing a lot of time and attention on consumer fuel choice through legislation that would allow for more flexible fuel vehicles and blender pumps. And then the final thing that we're focusing on, and it's especially timely given what's going on in the U.S. Senate right now, is making sure that the Senate and the House know that our industry is working with others to reform VTEC. There is a bill sponsored by Senator Coburn of Oklahoma which would repeal VTEC, and we're making the case that gas prices would rise, gas taxes would go up, and What we need to do is not repeal VTEC, but we need to reform it. We need to replace it and reform it with a reduced tax credit, a reform tax credit. And so we're making that case on the Hill, especially in the Senate today and tomorrow as well.
So, Brian, how has the response been so far with, you know, you mentioned you're meeting over the next 2 days, you'll be meeting with half the freshman class. How has the response been to your group so far?
I wish I could answer that for you. It's actually a bit early. I mean, the folks have been on the Hill for about 4 hours, but we haven't had any reports back yet. So we'll collect some of that feedback tonight, and I'll have a better answer for you probably tomorrow.